Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach and founder of Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I hope you've all had a great weekend. A special shout out to all our new subscribers and those of you who are joining us for the first time, a warm welcome. Our podcast audience has been growing, it's growing every day, and the podcast is now reaching a global audience across 92 countries. In today's episode, I'm going to be answering a question from one of our subscribers who's struggling with job interviews. She's an introvert and she's asked me to share some strategies on how an introvert can excel in job interviews. Introverted individuals might find it challenging to showcase their skills and personality in a job interview. However, being an introvert is not a disadvantage when it comes to job interviews. Introverts possess many qualities that can make them really stand out. I am an introvert. In the early part of my career, I viewed being an introvert as really negative. But as my career progressed through the years and I got personal development, I discovered that I've always really been very confident. However, I've been very quietly confident. And being introverted, I love and I value my quiet me time so that I can recharge. I have a quote here from Adam S. McHugh. And he says, introverts listen more than they talk, they think before they speak, and often feel more deeply than extroverts. These qualities can be their greatest assets in achieving success. Now, this quote emphasises that introverts have unique qualities and strengths that can contribute to their career success. So I'm going to share 10 strategies on how to leverage being an introvert and how to use it to your advantage to excel in job interviews. Before I dive into today's topic, I'd like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. If you sign up for the newsletter today, you'll also receive an exclusive 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll be notified of all the new episodes. So let's get started on today's episode. According to Susan Cain, the author of The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking, an introvert is defined as someone who tends to be more alive, engaged, and capable when in quieter, low-stimulation environments, and who may feel drained, overwhelmed, or overstimulated in highly social or noisy environments. Introverts often prefer deeper, one-to-one small group interactions and may require solitude and reflection to recharge their energy. I'd highly recommend you watch Susan Cain's TED Talk on the power of introverts. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm now going to share the 10 strategies on how introverts can excel in job interviews. And strategy number one is to embrace your introverted qualities. Introverts have many qualities, such as thoughtfulness, attention to detail, and we tend to have a calm temperament. So this is really, really valuable if you're working in a highly stressed environment. Strategy number two, showcase your problem-solving skills. Introverts tend to be excellent problem solvers. Use the interview as an opportunity to share real-life examples where you came up with creative solutions and you solved challenges. Strategy number three, leverage your listening skills. Introverts are typically good listeners. Use this skill to your advantage during the interview. Take your time when you're listening to the interviewer's questions and respond thoughtfully. Because I noticed that introverts tend to take the time when they're answering interview questions. Listen and offer well-considered answers and you'll make a really strong impression. Introverts also listen actively to others when in groups and teams, and this leads to really strong communication when you're working in teams. Number four, independence. Introverts are often self-sufficient and they work really well independently. They don't always require a lot of social interaction, and it makes them really focused and productive when working on individual projects or tasks. Number five, empathy. Introverts tend to be empathetic. It allows them to understand emotions and perspective of other colleagues. This is really, really valuable because you can help foster a positive workplace culture and also really valuable in resolving conflicts. Number six, attention to detail. Introverts tend to be detail-oriented and thorough in their work. They provide detailed answers in their job interviews. Some useful tips, you can use the STAR method to frame your answers if you want to listen to podcast episodes 14, 44 and 52, where I talk about different approaches to use the STAR technique and also how to answer behavioural and competency interview questions. Strategy number seven, effective communication. While introverts may not be as extroverted in their communication style, they excel at thoughtful and clear expression. They carefully choose their words and convey messages effectively. They take their time when answering interview questions, so these are huge advantages for introverts. Now, number eight, preparation is your superpower. I can't stress enough, prepare in advance. Give yourself at least 7 days to prepare for your interviews. Introverts often excel at careful preparation and research. So capitalize on this strength. Thoroughly research the company, its culture, and the role that you're applying for. The more you know, the more confident that you will feel. And if you want to have a listen to episode 10, where I talk about how to prepare for an interview. Number nine, practice. Schedule some time on your calendar to practice answering common interview questions. You can practice with a friend or a family member. This will help you to become more comfortable with how you answer the questions, and it will reduce your anxiety. The more you practice, the more confident you will become. And you can also prepare some thoughtful questions to ask the interviewer. This will show how interested and sincere you are about the position, and it gives you an opportunity to take control of the conversation, and it'll ease your nervousness. Questions are a great way to engage and connect with the interview panel. And finally, number 10, reflect and learn. After the interview, take time to reflect on your performance, identify what went right, what needs more improvement, and this self-reflection will help you to grow and become more confident in future interviews. After interviews, I like to write down, once I get home after the interview, I'll just write down all the questions that was asked in an interview so I can start compiling a list of common interview questions. So remember that being an introvert in a job interview comes with a range of positive qualities and benefits that interviewers value. As I said, this includes deep thinking, effective problem solving, strong listening skills, empathy, attention to detail, and clear, considered communication. These strengths can help introverts thrive in job interviews. I hope this episode has provided you with the practical strategies on the advantages of being an introvert and how to thrive in your job interview. Remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're thinking about changing your career, you can sign up for our newsletter and free interview checklist and worksheets. You'll also receive an exclusive 25% off discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. As I said, the podcast is attracting a global audience across 92 countries, and I thank you so much. I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And you can also share your favorite episodes with your friends, your family, or a colleague who might benefit from our content. If you've got any questions, drop me an email. My email address, sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. And the best of luck to any of you who have an interview coming up. Until the next episode, stay committed and take care. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.